On the podcast today, we are talking about the latest big tech company that is joining the AI chatbot revolution, and that is TikTok. So TikTok recently announced, I guess they didn't technically announce it. It was kind of leaked originally, but then they've verified and clarified that they are currently doing some things. But essentially, this is going to be a new chatbot called Taco, and it's going to be able to respond to questions, make recommendations. Very original, I know, right? Sounds like every other one, but it's going to be a little bit different because they're actually integrating this into TikTok. This isn't just another ChatGPT spinoff. This is a tool that essentially they say is going to, or is looking like it is going to revolutionize the way search works on TikTok. And by default, I would assume that if it's successful, you know, every company that has copied TikTok, you know, Facebook and Snapchat and everyone else, it will eventually be integrated into other ones as well. So essentially, there's a guy named Daniel Book, and he was like one of the leakers, I guess. I don't know if he was allowed to leak it, or he pretty much gave The Verge some pictures of what it actually looked like. He says it's going to radically change search and navigation. And he is from a company called Watchful Technologies, and essentially they just look and kind of find these different upcoming app changes for Fortune 500 companies, and they, you know, comment on them and what the implications are. In any case, in the screenshot that he shared with The Verge, essentially what I'm looking at now is the regular TikTok screen showing a video, and on the side where you would normally click like heart or comment or bookmark or share, there's another button right above, which is like the button of a ghost, and you can click that and it will open up Taco, who it says, "Hey, I'm Taco, feel free to ask me anything and I'll do my best to help you find what you are looking for." And in the example that was typed in, someone typed in, "What is the significance of King Charles III's coronation?" And this is actually, I think, really interesting because something like ChatGPT would just respond to you with the answer. But this is, you talk to it and ask it a question, and it will respond with a video that it thinks answers that question. And it's kind of interesting because it's essentially what ChatGPT is doing with the entire internet's articles, but now it's doing it with video, right? And so I could really easily see this being something that YouTube tries to rip off, or a lot of other video libraries, Vimeo perhaps, or even Snapchat with all of their video, or Microsoft with Reels. But essentially, you're chatting with this thing, asking it a real question, and instead of giving you a response, it will send you a video or maybe two or three that will go and answer that question, which is like the equivalent of sending you articles. But it's kind of interesting because like in the past, if you've ever used these search features on something like TikTok or Reels, you might search for like a trend, or you might search for like a keyword or a few keywords, and it will show you like a video that it thinks is relevant for that keyword. But I have never really used this for like, you know, how do you unclog a toilet that's made by General Electric and blah, 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 like something I do on YouTube. So it seems like TikTok is going to get much more into this rich kind of response search. So after this was leaked, a spokesperson for TikTok, Zachary Kitzer, he called the chatbot a limited experiment, and he told The Verge that it isn't currently available to users in North America or Europe. But inevitably, he said, in a tweet that TikTok actually said the company is going to test this in the Philippines. So they said in their tweet, "We're in the early stages of exploring chatbot tools with a limited test of Taco with select users in the Philippines. Taco is an AI-powered tool to help with search and discovery on TikTok." So I think this is really interesting. They also said, "We're always exploring new technologies that add value to our community. In select markets, we're testing new ways to power search and discovery, and we look forward to learning from our community as we continue to create a safe place that entertains, inspires creativity, and drives culture." I think this is really interesting when I will say, though, like there's a disclaimer when you first click on Taco on the app, and it says, "Taco is an experimental chatbot. It can answer questions and have conversations with you. Feedback from Taco is AI generated and may not be true or accurate, so it should not be relied upon as advice on," and this is what's interesting, they specifically call out medical, legal, financial, etc. "All conversations will be reviewed for safety purposes and to enhance your experience. Please do not share your private information with Taco." So similar to ChatGPT, they are going to be reading your responses. They'll have people manually reviewing them. It's not a confidential place. There was a recent attorney. So, right, they said like, "Hey, this is going to be experimental. We're going to test this out in the Philippines, yada, yada." But there was recently an attorney named Josh Gerbert, And he spotted that the TikTok has actually recently filed a trademark application for chatbot software called Taco. So I think that really just suggests that TikTok is essentially gearing up for a lot wider release than just the Philippines. It's going to go international, I believe. And this isn't going to be the first social media app to jump on the whole chatbot bandwagon, right? We have Snapchat that made its AI bot available for everyone for free. And even Mark Zuckerberg recently told a bunch of Meta investors that he's going to introduce AI agents to billions of people. So Facebook has honestly a lot of the same technology as OpenAI and Google, and they've created a lot of the infrastructure, the transformers, and different tools that you use to train these AI models. So Facebook has a really strong hat in the ring, in my opinion. And with billions of people using Facebook, I think it's, you know, it's with Facebook and Google and every other tech company implementing these, it's only a matter of time when I would say a majority of the world's population knows, understands, and uses AI tools, services, and chatbots. So this is going to be a really interesting area to continue following in the future.